It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Mid-America Air Center, located northeast of Lawrenceville, is not only an airport, but it also serves as the site for various events that will be coming up, especially during the warmer months. And we're honored to talk with the manager of the Air Center, Kurt Schwartz. Kurt, good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to be here again.
I said that the airport is not only an airport, it's also a site that a lot of people use for events.
Well, yes. The Sports Car Club of America has been a long-lasting friend to the airport. They was using that airport when it was the Lawrenceville Airport only. In 1950s and 55, they had a big event out there. And since then, they've became the Sports Car Club of America, and we still have events every year. And that's on the old airport apron out there, the parking area, that's currently not being used for aircraft. But they've got their own track set up out there, and they have a patch party and keep it in good shape for their annual events. And this year, the Sports Car Club of America starts out with an autocross. Their first one's May 20th. Now, you're thinking probably sports cars or high-performance vehicles, but these events are like for anyone's vehicle. If you have a minivan that you want to take out there and see what you can do in the time trial track out there, they're not racing side-by-side. They're racing the clock. So it's really interesting if you have whatever vehicle, a minivan or a sports car, or one of these new Camaros or Mustangs, whatever you have, that you could go out there and see how good you are with that vehicle in a time test run.
Interesting. Anybody can do that?
That's correct. You have to set up an entry with the Sports Car Club, and Bob Santog does a lot of that, and he can be contacted at 812-424-4326 and extension 2629. But like I said, May 20th is the first of seven events out there at the airport. You have June 9th, which is Ladies' Day. The women come out there with their vehicles, whether they have those Dodge Challengers or whatever they bought new, or even their minivan that they haul the kids in. You never know what's going to be out there. They can enter that event as well, pre-entry. And I think there's a requirement for a helmet. So you might remember that. They may have helmets on hand for you to use. But that's the second event. June 10th is an autocross as well. July 1st is the third autocross main event. And as it goes on through the years, it goes all the way to October 14th. So if you're interested in participating with the Sports Car Club, like I said, dial that number or call the airport. We have these posted up at the terminal building, and our aircraft refuelers are aware of it as well. So if you get time, you want to come out and see the airport when these events are going on, you could walk through the terminal. It's a public facility. You're welcome to walk through the terminal and see some of the memorabilia from George Field days and get information on future events out there like the Sports Car Club.
Yeah, that's one thing that people don't realize is how really old the airport is, meaning it's been around for a long time. Of course, formerly George Field, Lawrenceville, Vincennes International Airport, and, of course, now the Mid-America Air Center. So it's been around a long time.
Yeah, it's been a part of our community for years. During George Field days, it served our country well as the communities were, both Lawrenceville and Vincennes were involved in it with the troops. They had at one time 4,000 troops out there. It was set up for 10,000. But we still have the infrastructure, and we're trying to do our best, the Airport Authority, to maintain it and entice other companies to come out there. We've got a small industrial park and several other little companies, and we're trying to get things to grow out there. And some of these special events is trying to entice people to come out and look it over. Not only do we have the sports car event, but we have the Wabash Valley Soaring Spring Flight Week. And that's really interesting. If anyone's interested in gliders that the public's invited, you could walk out or visit the glider hangar. It's on the it's just northwest of the terminal building. And there's a good group of people out there, Wabash Valley Soaring Association. They have about 45 to 50 members now, and they probably got about that many gliders as well stored in their hangars. So they tow these gliders up with a power plane, and then they glide around, catch thermals all day, and hopefully there's good sunshine. It creates a lift over the airport, and they stay up quite a while. But if you're interested in gliders and soaring, that's a good thing to participate in. And then another event the Soaring Association has, it's called the Midwest Vintage and Classic Regatta. Now, this is June 14th through the 17th. It's hosted again by the Wabash Valley Soaring Association at the airport. This is where they bring in classic gliders from all over the country. And Lawrenceville is known for its Midwest location, centralized in the United States. So we see a lot of gliders coming in from the east and west and south, and Chicago as well. So if you're interested in some history, the Vintage Regatta is a good one to try to tackle into. And besides that, on the second floor of the terminal building, I know some of the kids work on 4-H projects and so forth. They still have the actual blueprints of gliders that from the early infancy of aviation that stored up set on the second floor of the airport terminal building. And if you'd like to get involved in that and learn more about the archives, you can contact any of the Soaring Association members, and they'll be happy to show you around and what that is all about. And then once again, there's a Vintage Sailplane Association annual meeting is where they gather up on June 16th. That's the same week of the Vintage Regatta. And the last is the Fall Classic Week is September 10th through the 14th. So a lot of good aviation, some sports car club, and some history to walk around in the terminal building. We had a couple of new portraits that was recently attained from the Louisville Corps of Engineers that showed the construction of George Field. And those are hanging up in the terminal building, and we're proud to represent that. But a lot of good activities. We're trying to develop the airport and make it something the communities are proud of.
The location that you have there, you mentioned a little earlier, is ideal because it is centrally located in the country, and also you have a lot of area out through there.
Yeah, the airport consists of 3,067 acres, so there's a lot of possibilities for development, and the location of it is a good location. We're centralized, like we said, and it can bring people together throughout the country, and we're happy to host these events.
Now, talk about how you plan for these things. I mean, you just can't say, well, we're going to have an event, and then you have to go through proper channels, don't you? Of course, the FAA and things like that. How much work is that to do?
Well, the sports car club events takes a 90-day evaluation that's submitted by myself on behalf of the sports car club. The airport manager has to submit that for an airspace study to make sure the activities on the airport, next to the airport, will not interfere with the normal operation of the airport. And that's sent up to the FAA, Division of Aeronautics, State of Illinois. And they'll either approve it or disapprove it. And with the area that we're hosting, it should be approved within 90 days. And they have not disapproved that area. Now, there's been some events that we asked for the runway use, and that the FAA has denied that time and time before. But hopefully someday that will change.
The relationship that you have with Vincennes, how How does that work with regard to governing the airport?
Well, there's a lot of good things happening in Vincennes, and we're happy to facilitate the activities at Vincennes. We know there's medical teams that's flown in several occasions for the Vincennes Hospital. Vincennes University's had activities out there for many years, and hopefully in the future they'll have more activities out there once again. Different companies like ATS at Lawrenceville will fly in different freight for their seat manufacturing for the Toyota vehicles. And then there's Midwest Tank over at Vincennes and several other companies that fly in not only people but engineers to work at certain sites like the power plant at Edwardsport for the power company there.
Any plans to look at any sort of different sort of events? I know you have aviation related events, sports car related events. Any plans, maybe like a festival or something like that, or has that ever been looked at?
Well, Tyler Funk, my assistant manager, is working on a fundraiser event that concerns four-wheelers, and they're looking to have that out there this fall, and we hope to announce dates the closer we get to the four-wheeler fundraiser event for educational funds in our area. So we look forward to hosting that, but we don't have the dates narrowed down yet, but it's going to be this fall.
And again, if anybody wants to find out what's going on, how would they do that?
Well, you call the airport at 943-5733 or go out to the airport terminal building and visit our bulletin board. These events are posted on the bulletin board. You can write them down, and our refuelers are on hand 6 a.m. to 10 at night, so if you'd like to go through the terminal and see some of the old photos of George Field days and some of the activities going on at the airport, or you just like aviation, you're welcome to come out and visit the airport. It's a public facility, and we're happy to have our public involved.
Well, Kurt, listen, thanks for stopping by and telling us about what's going on at the airport other than the aviation, and you've got all kinds of events for young and old alike, and I'm sure the kids will be thrilled to come out there and look around and see all the airplanes and things like that, too.
Well, we're hoping to have some positive things within the next couple of years that we hope our communities will be proud of, so we look forward to good things out there.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
You bet.